good day to be indigenous. Get up,
stand up. They are going to become more brutal.
Cody Cup, he need cut again.
Because all the hippies were trying to be Indians anyway.
They're going to become more repressive because it's a matter of dollars and their illusionary concepts of power.
Hey, Victor.
We must live in balance with the earth.
And also with recent happenings at Wounded Knee.
I am awake.
Hey, Cudahy to all my friends and relatives in four directions. You're listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Wakunjahari, which means distant thunder. My colonized name is Robert Pilot, and we discuss local and national Native news and events. And as you know, Wendy, Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Alliant Energy, Powering Beyond. And we'd like to welcome our new affiliate from Milwaukee, WAUK, 540 AM and 101 FM.
Yeah, awesome. What is the call there? Every radio, or how's that go?
Yeah, the WAUK is everywhere, and the 101 FM is in the Shaw. So yeah. It's Waukesha. It's from Waukesha, Milwaukee.
Well, I'm glad we, I found the button too. Ogama wanted to have us covered, but I uncovered us now.
Yeah.
So people can see your beautiful face here on Facebook Live,
geez,
and YouTube.
I don't know about that. But,
you were spending time at the store today.
I was at the store today. Yeah,
wow.
I hadn't been there in over a month.
Wow.
Because I was busy. I was in New York for a while, but it felt really good to be in the store. We have a lot of good new products and
excited about getting some more stuff from Leonard Peltier and selling that, and because to help their defensive fund, and
yes,
we're going to have T-shirts, Free Leonard Peltier, and things coming up too. And I'm excited about that because I feel like this year is we're really going to push that, Wendy.
Exactly. And if anybody wants to know, the store is Native Roots Trading Post, and we're located at 700 Nicollet Mall,
right
downtown Minneapolis, right on the first floor of the Dayton's building.
All you Wisconsin people, that's where, if you ever saw the Mary Tyler Moore show, the beginning of the intro, there's a statue there where she threw her hat up. And
it's right on the corner of the Dayton's building. So come on down, check it out.
Yeah, definitely. Hey, and let's get to Ogama with the news. And we don't hear anywhere in Turtle Island news like this.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're really always excited to introduce Ogama with the news. Welcome, Ogama.
Hi, Annie Bujou, everybody. I'm Ogama Gnuikwe. I'm from the Red Lake Nation in northern Minnesota. As always, I'd like to start out Native Roots Radio with a little bit of news from the Line 3 fight over here, which is mostly in northern Minnesota, but is actually going to be stretching over into Wisconsin and to Michigan as the Line 5 fight moves forward there. In Line 3, there is currently, I believe, an ongoing 404 federal water case against the Line 3, but we're having trouble finding any updates on that case. So that case, to my knowledge, is still continuing, and there is an ongoing rights of nature case for the rights of Manuman or wild rice in Minnesota, put forth by the White Earth Nation in northern Minnesota to defend the sacred wild rice for its people, and attest that Enbridge Energy and their massive dewatering of northern Minnesota at 5 billion gallons had negatively affected the wild rice, and that the DNR was to be sued for their responsibility in assigning that permit. There have been several hearings related to that case, and as we know more on that, we will give some more updates as well. We are coming up here on January 21st on about a year of Enbridge Energy's ongoing aquifer breach near Clearwater, Minnesota. Enbridge grossly mismanaged a permit that they received from the Minnesota DNR and drilled too deep and punctured an artesian aquifer in a calcareous fen in northern Minnesota, which is a highly protected and highly fragile wetland. And that wetland has been oozing water from that aquifer since January 21st of 2021, and we are now at January 4th of 2022. Enbridge was fined a measly, I think it was $3.1 million from the state of Minnesota for a breach of their permit, but has yet to prove that they have fixed or whether or not they can fix the damage that has been done to that calcareous fen. And there has been little to no information coming in from Minnesota from our public entities such as the DNR and the Minnesota Pollution Control Agency and others, the Minnesota agencies that should be checking in with Enbridge on this have not been. So if you're looking to follow and find out more information about what's going on with the Line 3 project here in Minnesota, make sure you check out stopline3.org, follow Resist Line 3 on Twitter, follow places like Honor the Earth, Native Roots Radio. We report on it as much as we can. However, Honor the Earth, MN350, and others are also constantly updating on this topic. And it's something that if you're listening to us, if you're new to listening to us in Wisconsin, Line 3 and Line 5 are the similar fight as to what's happening and what has happened here in Minnesota is coming to Wisconsin. So make sure that you are aware and awake about this issue that's going to be coming your way. A little bit more national news. I wanted to let people know, you know, as we're coming into 2022, there's some really exciting things that people always, you know, you set, what are they called? You set a resolution for the year. Robert or Wendy, did you guys set a resolution this year?
I never set a resolution.
My resolution is not to have a resolution.
Well, for those of you who maybe set a resolution to get more involved or to expand your writing, the Native American Media Alliance is announcing its 7th annual Native American TV Writers Lab. They have an open call for script submissions. They are open, I believe, early deadline is Monday, January 31st. Regular deadline is Tuesday, February 15th. And final deadline is Tuesday, March 1st. It's a 5-week lab that will take place from April to May virtually and offer 7 Native American writers an opportunity to participate. The lab consists of panel discussions, one-on-one meetings, and group workshops. It is for seasoned writers who are capable of writing at least 1 half-hour comedy or 1-hour drama television script within a 5-week period. Each selected participant is expected to complete one script by the end of the session and then will be read by network executives. So that is really exciting. If you are a writer and you want to apply, make sure you go to www.nama for Native American Media Alliance.media. Again, that's nama.media. And another exciting project here for Native American artists is the Forge Project, which is a Native-led arts and decolonial education initiative in upstate New York. They have an open call for applications for their 2022 funded fellowship program for Indigenous artists, scholars, organizers, cultural workers, researchers, and educators. Applications are due by Friday, January 21st at 11:59 p.m. Eastern Time. If you go to their website, it's at Forge, F-O-R-G-E, project.com. And you can go over to submit your application for the fellowship. The fellowship is going to be accepting 6 Indigenous individuals that represent a broad diversity of cultural practices, organizing models, geographical contents, and contexts, that are searching to honor Indigenous pasts and build Indigenous Native futures. Any person who receives a Forge Project Fellow will receive a total of $25,000 toward their practice and will have full access to a massive library, the Forge Project site, and a collection of living Indigenous artists during their fellowship. So that sounds like something really exciting as well. And I know we talk a lot about the importance of art and culture on Native Roots Radio and have a lot of those artists and culture people on here. So I just want to make sure people are aware of those 2 projects coming up this early this year, those deadlines.
Yeah, if you can write 2 pages a day, Wendy, you'll have a 600, 700 page book by the end of the year.
Well, that's great, but I don't really know how to write, but I could just, I mean, I know how to write a sentence, but I mean, I'm not a writer.
Neither am I, but everyone has a book within them, and you don't mm-hmm. know who mm-hmm. needs to hear your story, and that's I mean that true. Seriously.
Wow, that's a good point.
Yeah. Hey, you're listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and up next, Nancy Bolio of Bemidji 350, Pini Gigi Ogama with the news.
Stay with us.
If the statistics say that 1 in 3 Native women and 1 in 6 Native men have experienced sexual assault in their lifetime, it means our whole community is affected by sexual violence. 1 is too many. Don't stand by, stand up. Don't engage in acts of sexual violence and shut down the dirty jokes, the gossip, the victim blaming and shaming. As a community, we can change the way we respond. Contact the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition to attend a workshop to learn more.
Sponsored by the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition.
Hey, Ogama, I've been hearing a lot about this term, climate justice. What is that?
Climate justice is recognizing that the negative impacts of climate change don't affect all people equally. It also means transitioning from a fossil fuel-based economy to a more sustainable future. MN350 is one of the groups that's pushing for this transition to protect our futures. You can even get involved, too.
That's great, especially since I'm concerned about pipeline projects like Line 3. How can I help MN350?
Just find them on Facebook or visit mn350.org.
Aho, relatives. My name is George McCauley, Omaha Nation. I'm a citizen of the Omaha Nation in Nebraska, but reside in the Twin Cities area. As we head into wintertime, many of us will be back together indoors. It's important to make sure you receive your COVID booster shot. Those 65 and over are recommended to receive their booster dose. Older Americans are more at risk for complications for COVID-19. So get your booster shot to make sure you stay safe and healthy this winter. All 3 COVID vaccine boosters have been approved. Find a vaccine site by calling 651-304-9986 or go to this website, vaccineconnector.mn.gov. 651-304-9986. Or go to vaccineconnector.mn.gov.
Hi, this is Representative Sharice Davids from Kansas. I'm Ho-Chunk, and you're listening to Native Roots Radio.
We are Calusa Nation.
Hey, welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Wakanjahari, which means distant thunder.
This portion of the show is brought to you by MN350, a grassroots organization fighting for climate justice.
What a coincidence. We're here now in Milwaukee, and I just want to, this is one of the most popular segments we have. Nancy Bolio, Bemidji 350, and MN350 brings it home every time we talk to her, Wendy. Mm-hmm. So we're always proud to have a Nancy Bolio speak her truth. And Nancy, we're in Milwaukee now, and it's a big deal. We're just expanding our brand, and you're a big part of it. Welcome, and welcome to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake.
Well, bonjour, again, always an honor to be here. And, you know, I listened yesterday to the show, and I was really, really excited to hear that we are out there in Milwaukee, and welcome all the listeners that are here to join us today. And that's exciting. And you know what, Robert? Just people wanting to hear the truth brings a lot of gratitude to the work that I do, and it's kind of my flame to keep me going, because it's not easy to, you know, organize in some of this oppressive of country that we live in right now. But we're here reminding the rest of the world that we are still here, and treaties do matter. And you know, right now, every Tuesday, I'm in the Treaty Alliance planning, and it's moving our treaty work forward and building alliance within the Great Lakes tribal nations. And how do we reach out to other areas of Turtle Island that are doing the same thing, that are already leading the way on treaty and reminding the world that we're still here? So the goal is to build on an alliance, you know, Turtle Island wide, and I think that's going to be powerful, and I'm excited to be in this space.
Well, you're not seeing the screen because you're up in the deep north and your Wi-Fi is a little shaky, but we got Gina, who's been a guest many, many times on Native Roots Radio, has just said, I'm a big fan of Nancy's Chi McGwich for having her on weekly, and another person said, Nancy, we love you. Kathleen, who listens to our show every day on Facebook Live, and Tracy, of course, Tracy, we love Tracy.
And I'd like to let you know also, Nancy, that we had customers who came into our store specifically to ask about your products specifically because they wanted to support you.
Oh, that's so heart-touching to hear. Yeah, you know, there's a lot of things that I do to sprinkle kindness, and it takes money. And, you know, sometimes I'm the one asking for support, but then, you know, it's what poor people do. We help each other, and so it's a good way to get funds to help people in need. So, yeah, I look forward to finding a little bit more time to get some of that creative work of my, you know, done, because I'm so busy again, back to work 2022. I was just telling, you know, our Treaty Alliance planning team, you know, that 2022 is, we're going to take everything from 2021, 2022, from, you know, when all this ugly stuff started happening, and we're going to learn to be better people. And that's what we learned from winter solstice, is our intentions and how do we show up in a better way, a better version of ourselves. And I think finding, you know, opportunity to learn from our elders, to defend the treaties and to protect the water, and holding space with awesome allies is one of the best places to be. And I couldn't ask for a better place to be, to have good intention. And that's who I am. And those teachings are reminding me of my responsibility and my obligation to leave this place in a better way than we found it. So I want to give a shout out to all those allies and all of our elders and treaty keepers, everyone that is willing to hold that space with us and create beautiful places where we can build on our power and be resilient again, and remind the Biden administration, our governor, Tim Walz, or even our elected local officials that, you know, we do matter and we need to be a part of that dialogue, because we are the ones that gave them the privilege to be here, and we shouldn't be asking for nothing. They should be asking us. And unfortunately, we don't see that. So we are working on strategy and how to build alliance within our tribal nations to move forward in a good way, as those treaties intended us to do.
Wow. You know, Nancy, and I'm thinking here, too, just a rock and roll. Every time you're on here, you hit a home run. I just want to say, you may be poor, but you're rich in personality. I just wanted to say that. That's an old principle.
I want to thank my grandma and some of my elders for that, because, you know, my grandma always told me hard work keeps a good person honest. And, you know, back to Joe Morales and his son, I forget his name. It starts with an S.
Shaquille.
When we did the winter solstice, you know, those were teachings. And when the sun came, it was moving. It was very intentional of what we need to do. And again, it's the teachings, you know, and following in suit of what our grandparents did to protect us and to help us live in a good way. So it's, you wake up with purpose, Robert. You don't wake up to say, hey, I want to work a 40-hour week and go shopping all weekend and repeat week after week. Capitalism is not our way. And we have to realign ourselves with the natural law and find a purpose. And when once you find that purpose, Robert, we're all good people, you know. And what that does for us, it helps us to blossom and flower in a good way. And we hope to inspire people to join us and be strong, because we are. When we stand together, Robert, we don't stand alone.
Right. And I think it's important, too, and that have you and our other guests on every day, because you don't know who you're going to win over. I know when we have Dr. Stately on Monday, I've had many, many people come to us and tell us that they take the vaccine because they listen to him, another native to native. So we don't know who we're touching and who we're educating out there in Radioland. And that's why it's so important that we have this segment with you, this relationship and this show.
Right. You know, thinking about your guest yesterday, Heather, again, you know, looking into the political work I'm going to be doing here in 2022, it's not very promising, especially when you get a governor like Governor Walz ignoring, you know, our voice and not communicating, or, you know, having that consulting with the tribes. What we see is people like Heather that, you know, go against the status quo to say we're still here, and that's what brings inspiring for people like her to say, you know what, this is hard work. And she did admit that yesterday. It wasn't easy. And it's not easy, but you know what? It is still rewarding, and those rewards will outweigh what's not easy. And we're going to keep showing up, and we're going to learn how to play that game, or we're going to play it better than them. And that's because people like Peggy and Heather and Jamie, they're there making a difference. And we might not always agree, but I think through our teachings and our us being resilient, we're going to teach some of those people that don't agree with us that, you know what, they were right, and we need to change and realign the way we do things here too. So we can never give up, Robert, no matter how tough it is or how much we oppose each other or what the differences are. We have to learn how to have those good conversations, regardless of what party you belong to, what church mm-hmm. you go to, how you self-identify, because, one, we all need clean water, and we're right. all treaty people, and we have an obligation, an perpetuity obligation, to live as good neighbors and to leave this earth in a better way than we found it. So that's the space I want to keep creating, and I want to keep showing up, and I invite anybody and everybody to join us, because, again, when we stand together, we don't stand alone.
Yeah, I'm really fired up, and I'm always fired up when I hear you. And I'm excited because, you know, we're on progressive radio stations across the country, Nancy. And one of the things I'm really excited about is that we're educating our allies, our white allies and our other allies, the Rainbow Coalition, the Four Colors of the Medicine Wheel. I mean, we're doing good work in that way, because I know just by having the store, all the comments that we get from the store, we have our young warriors, Native warriors at the store, how they're educating our allies that have come to the store or listen to our show, and you are a huge part of that.
Well, you know, I think we're all in this together, and, you know, another group of people, we are also educating, not just our allies, our youth, because our history is obviously not truthful about how this country was founded. And we talk about what happened to the Jewish people, but we never talk about what happened to the Native people, that this is their homelands here, the grounds that we are speaking on right now. So I think just looking at people like Heather Keeler and some of the other movements that are happening and taking leading the way, I think it's inspiring to our youth to see that happening, because, one, they're getting educated on the truth, and they're learning how to be strong again and use their voices. So I want to give a shout out to the elders that really emphasized that tonight in our meeting, that our youth are important to learning these things with us, because it's not do as I say, it's do as you see. So we have to lead by example, and we have to continue to educate them and build awareness and assert our treaty rights, because that's who we are.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, we talk about this much on our show, that we, through boarding schools and the 60s scoop and things like that that have happened to us in this last 50, 60 years, we talk about, you know, how we're so proud of our young people because they're so different than us, because it wasn't a good thing. We were pretending to be Italian back in the 60s and 70s until the American Indian Movement came about. And Nancy, I know you're not feeling well. Could you do a half a segment up next? We got a commercial going on here.
I think they're still carrying on in the meeting, and they'll be fine. Michael, I believe, took over.
Right. Okay. Well, cool. We'll do a half a segment with you, and we're so excited. I'm sorry about that. We're going to bribe you here to get you on another segment. You're listening to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm Awakened with Nancy Bolio of Bemidji 350. We'll be right back.
Stay with us.
Hey, Wendy, what are we doing for dinner after the show?
How about we go to J. Selby's on 169 Victoria Street in St. Paul? They have a delicious plant-based menu that's compassionate and environmentally sustainable.
I'm getting their spot-on vegan Big Mac, the dirty secret.
You can pick up, and they deliver within a five-mile radius, or you can call them at 651-222-3263 or visit jselbys.com.
Well, you sold me one. Let's go order at J. Selby's tonight.
I'm hungry.
Hey man, are you going to the vaccination party after school?
True that.
What are you guys talking about? What party?
Oh hey, there's gonna be a party soon for anyone who's vaccinated. A lot of people are gonna be there. Bro, you should definitely go get vaccinated. It's like a shield against COVID.
I don't know, I'm not so sure.
Do us a favor and get vaccinated, bruh. We even go with ya.
Come on, it's gonna be all good. Once you get vaccinated, we can go to the party together.
This message is brought to you by McGee Communications and Minnesota Department of Health.
Navigating COVID while protecting yourself can be difficult. Fortunately, there's a hotline you can call with any questions. The Department of Indian Work St. Paul partnered with the Minnesota Department of Health to open the Twin Cities American Indian COVID-19 hotline. They provide information on vaccines, booster shots, and testing sites. Right now, booster shots are available to anyone over the age of 18 for those who are eligible. The Twin Cities American Indian COVID-19 hotline can also help with housing, food, medical, and educational support. If you or someone you know has questions about COVID-19, vaccinations, booster shots, or testing, please call 651-304-9986. Again, the number is 651-304-9986. The Twin Cities American Indian COVID-19 hotline is open for calls Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Call the Twin Cities American Indian COVID-19 hotline at 651-304-9986.
Hey, Tom Harbin here, and you can catch me live every weekday from 11 to 2 following the Stephanie Miller Show right here on AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota.
Hi, I'm Anna, and I'm 8 years old, and I'm getting my COVID vaccine. If you're between 5 and 11 years old, you can get vaccinated too. Getting the jab might seem a little scary, but there is lots of good reasons to do it. You'll be protected from COVID, and you'll be less likely to spread it to people like family and friends. Have your parents find a vaccination site by calling 651-304-9986 or visit vaccineconnector.mn.gov.
Ryan here with locally owned Snap Construction. Hey. Too much snapping. I have an important message. Roofing, siding, insulation, and window material rates have come down considerably. Production is up. Best of all, there's still time to lock in one of the many great city, state, and federal home fix-up loans with rates as low as 0%. Some cities are even offering no repayment until you sell or refi. We don't expect these programs to last much longer. Snap to it and set up your no-obligation inspection quote for your roofing, siding, windows, or insulation job today. Your Snap Construction remodel expert can lay out all the options for your roofing, siding, window, insulation project, along with all rebates, incentives, and federal, state, and city financing programs that you qualify for. Call Snap Construction today, home of the Lifetime Craftsmanship Warranty. For over the last decade, we are arguably the most well-reviewed roofing, siding, window, insulation contract in the Twin Cities. Don't take our word for it. Google us. SnapConstruction.com, 612-333-SNAP.
With your AM 950 weather, I'm Patrick Lulia. Winter weather advisory tonight with 1 to 3 inches of snow possible and a low of 6 above. Then another chance of snow on Wednesday and temperatures around 5 above. The locally owned Vinaigrette has been offering the finest olive oils and vinegar since 2009. That's Vinaigrette, Xerxes Avenue and 50th Street in Minneapolis, or at vinaigrettemn.com.
Welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Wilkan Jahare.
This portion of the show is brought to you by the Minnesota Indian Women Sexual Assault Coalition.
Hey, we only got a couple minutes left with Nancy Bolio, Bemidji 350. She's kind enough to hang over for a couple more minutes here. Nancy, it's always great to hear you. Again, you're one of the most popular guests that we have on here. Don't tell our other guests, though. You know, our regulars don't tell them.
Yeah, because we love them just as equally, I swear to God. Or swear to our creator, I should say, like Sasha from the Red Lake Treaty Camp. It's not, oh my God, it's oh my creator, so remember that.
Right, I do. So do you have any last words here? I know one of the things that may be confusing to our allies and even a lot of our Native listeners is our treaties, and that they're the supreme law and that we're really fighting for them. And I think a lot of things have come out of Standing Rock, which was 5 years ago, but this is one of them that have really echoed in my head about talking about treaties and how we're all treaty people.
Right, and there, you know, there's a whole lot of truth to that, that we are all treaty people. And we hear, you know, some of the people that want to deny that, well, that wasn't me, that was way back when. And, you know, those treaties are, they're in perpetuity obligations, meaning they're forever. And so those treaties are very much alive today as the day they were signed. And if your house or your business or anything about you is on this land, you are a treaty person, and you still have an in perpetuity obligation to live as a good neighbor and to leave this place in a better way than we found it. So that means you need to stand in solidarity with us in a good way, and write that new future together with us, because right now things aren't working, and we see climate change right out our back doors. It's not a story far and wide anymore. It's out our back doors, Robert, and so it's time that we stand together and say we need to find a different future together. And I think we do that just not, you know, far and wide again. We do that in your local communities. And so here in Beltrami County, northern Minnesota, I'm actually from Leech Lake, for the new listeners out there, a tribe here in northern Minnesota, Minnesota Chippewa Tribe. But we have this town, Bemidji, Minnesota, that's surrounded by the Red Lake, White Earth, and the Leech Lake tribal nations. And they refuse to fly our flags at the Bemidji City Council. And, you know, it's really sad because we have two Native council members, one from Red Lake and one from White Earth. And, you know, that's kind of a slap in the face when we actually gave them rights to be here. So we're trying to teach people, I guess, to not just to honor our treaties, but be Minnesota nice, you know. I think we forgot how to be nice around here, not us, but, you know, the people that want to oppose the good work that we do, because you know, they have a hard time making us look bad, Robert, when we show up in a good way, and when we show up with our songs and our drums and our prayers. We hold space in a way that they don't even know how to challenge it, because, again, we're in peace, and that's our intention, is to be good people, and that's who we are. So I encourage people to get involved in their local precincts, show up as a delegate, help write resolutions that are going to protect the treaties, that are going to protect the climate, and protect, you know, some of our relatives that, you know, we're not all the same. We all have different identities, and we want to make sure that everyone's heard in our legislative process moving forward, because, you know, we're all treaty people. And so showing up and building that awareness, educating, and continue to show up no matter how hard it gets is where the work is done.
Absolutely. And I know you got to get going, but I just want to say one quick thing before you go. If I was an alien flying into this world, I would go, wow, your world is burning up. It's on fire. And I know people have been on our show and mentioned that, and it kind of startles me, but it is. It's on fire.
It is. And then that glacier they're talking about that's ready to collapse within the next 5 years, we should be concerned here. And even individually speaking, give up your disposable lifestyles, because that's part of the damage that we're doing on this earth here. We can't live disposable anymore. We need to get back to our feast bundles. We need to get back to simple living and forget the frivolous lifestyles. Don't go chasing down Christmas lights anymore. That's emissions, you know. The little things mean a lot when we think about those that aren't even born yet, and that's what we need to do, Robert, is realign ourselves with natural law and live simple again and find those purposes that are rewarding without spending any money.
Yeah, and go back to the old way, because, I mean, I'm 60 years old. I know I look about 40, Wendy, but I'm 60 years 60 years old, and I remember that as a young person. That's how it used to be. There was no plastic. There was washing dishes at picnics and bringing them home and doing a good thing and recycling bottles where you got a nickel back for a bottle. You weren't throwing them away or using aluminum. But Nancy, one last thing before you go, give us a quick shout out. I know you got to get going here.
I just want to ask all of our listeners, please say a prayer for Navia Kingbird. She's from the Red Lake Nation, and she's 15 years old. And she is missing from our local community. And if you can help with finances to help us with those searches, please find Navaya Kingbird, or bring Navaya Kingbird home on Facebook, and do what you can to help with that. Send out the prayers and keep praying. We want to bring her home, and again, that goes for all of our relatives that are missing. We need to bring them home, and we need to be more proactive in finding safe spaces for our children and our people that are suffering from mental health. And so, let's pray. Be good.
Wow, great way to end it. So thank you so much, Nancy Bolio, Bemidji 350, for being on. This is your day, and I appreciate it. And say hello to everybody at your meeting, and thank you so much for breaking away. Have a great night.
All right. Good night, Robert.
All right. Wow.
Wow. Yeah, awesome. Somebody wrote on Facebook, which I felt was really poignant, was, we keep pulling people out of the river to save them, but we need to go to the beginning, to the top of the river, to find out why they're coming down and they're drowning in mm-hmm. first place, and go up there and fix things. And that's what we need to do.
Yeah, I agree. That's a really good point. I just want to give a shout out to Danny, who said, first time listening, so glad I came across this on my Facebook. I will be joining whenever I can, maybe Miigwech. That means thank you, and Ojibwe. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we were going to talk a little bit. We were talking about the store that is in downtown Minneapolis. We had this opportunity to support Native artists and our Native people to work at the store and sell goods and art. Mm-hmm. But we were talking about you had to work today. And,
I had to work
and you're
today.
You're not used
I'm
to
not
that.
Really I've been retired from working. But so I work today, and I'm going to work the rest of the week. And the reason why I need to do that is because two of our employees have COVID. And they have to stay home, and they have to quarantine. And so then I have to work. So I just wanted to remind everybody that, getting vaccinated and boosted is really important, not only for yourself. Of course, you want to keep yourself safe, but you want to do it also to protect the young ones who can't get vaccinated yet, and people who have illnesses. I have friends who are immunocompromised, who have rheumatoid arthritis, and they're on medications. They're called biologics that bring down your immune system, so they're very vulnerable if they did get COVID. And even though this Omicron, where people are saying that it's less severe, but it can be severe for a lot of people. And also, people are out of work now. So, the mm-hmm. airlines, not only because of weather, but because their pilots and flight attendants have COVID, and mm-hmm. they're, every day I see thousands of flights being canceled. So it is a trickle-down effect. So
There's a new France, another with the 46 variants.
This is not the last variant that we're going to see.
Right.
Viruses like to mutate and change so they could keep living. So that's their purpose in life. So mm-hmm. that's what they'll do.
So I want to just segue a little bit, because mm-hmm. we do, just again, letting our new fans, most days mm-hmm. We do a sacred animal section, and we've been doing that now for 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
And Wendy, we joke that I was sneaking around trying to do this radio show at 7 a.m, and then you said you wanted to be on it, so then I did the 1 o'clock version of it instead of the 7 a.m. version.
Because I'm not a morning person.
Right. Well, not only that, but you wanted to join in.
Yeah.
And talk about sacred animals, mm-hmm. and I went perfect. And you've been doing that. I gave you like a minute and a half, I mm-hmm. think, to talk about them, and then
I had to talk really, really fast.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then it's progressed to you get your own full segment, and I learn a lot, and I know a lot of other people learn.
I learn a lot too every time I you're figure doing something out. Yeah,
yeah. So we're celebrating 5 years. This is we're in 2017, right towards the end of Standing Rock. Mm-hmm. We came on and started this show to talk about what was happening at Standing Rock, because we heard so much misinformation mm-hmm. in local and national news.
Yeah, we hear it in the news, and then we would say, "Oh my gosh, we were there, and that didn't happen. How could they be saying that?"
Right.
But that's how the media works,
and that's how we got the show started. Or why we started the show, mm-hmm. and it's been It's been 4 years. We're in our fifth season, mm-hmm. and Ogama's been with us for a couple years. I don't even remember how long.
It seems like she's been with us from the day one. So yeah. I mean, that's how it would.
Well, I think we would have been. Like. We'd probably be national if she was with us 5 years ago,
probably
not just 2 years. But so we appreciate her and Ogama. We only got a minute here before Wendy's segment, but I just wanted to tell everybody that you reached out to us and you wanted to do a story and I called you. And she said she was a writer and I called you on it and I said, write me something and then record it on your phone and send it to me 8 minutes. And like 99.9% of the people would not do that or said they would do it and wouldn't do it. And she did it.
Mm-hmm.
And she was giving us really cool stories for a very long time before mm-hmm. she became the news director of Native Roots Radio
right.
and started running stuff. So we appreciate you. That's just a little, maybe a little history we'll talk about here in this month about our anniversary and then also being excited to be in another national city. You know, Milwaukee has 500,000 people.
Wow.
In it. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So we're in the Twin Cities, we're in Madison, we're in Chicago, we're in Milwaukee, and we're nationwide on iTunes and Facebook and YouTube. So we're blessed and excited to be here.
Spotify.
We'll be right back after this short break with a sacred animal section.
Stay with us.
You're listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake.
Minnesota has the only original wolf population in the continental United States, and 80% of Minnesotans believe the wolf should be protected. Howling for Wolves is asking Minnesotans to respect our true wildlife manager, the wolf. Their survival is critical to our ecosystems, our communities, and even our economy. As highly intelligent animals with strong social bonds, Minnesota wolves deserve to be protected and admired. Learn more at howlingforwolves.org. Let's live and let howl.
If you're hurting in your relationship or have been affected by sexual violence, you're not alone. Stronghearts Native Helpline can help you through these difficult and uncertain times. Stronghearts Helpline is a free 24/7 confidential domestic dating and sexual violence helpline for Native Americans. Help is available by calling 1-844-762-8483 or by clicking on the chat now icon on strongheartshelpline.org. This message is sponsored by the National Indigenous Women's Resource Center.
Hey, Cudigee, to all my friends and relatives in four directions. This is Robert Pilot of Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake. I'm here to ask you for your support. Finding honest, Native-centered news is not easy. But with your support, we're able to provide accurate information about Standing Rock, Line 3, treaty violations, and COVID-19 in our Native communities. Please visit Native Roots Radio Network on Patreon and donate if you can. That's Native Roots Radio Network on Patreon. Pinigigi, and thank you for your support.
Hey, Ogama, I've been hearing a lot about this term, climate justice. What is that?
Climate justice is recognizing that the negative impacts of climate change don't affect all people equally. It also means transitioning from a fossil fuel-based economy to a more sustainable future. MN350 is one of the groups that's pushing for this transition to protect our futures. You can even get involved, too.
That's great, especially since I'm concerned about pipeline projects like Line 3. How can I help MN350?
Just find them on Facebook or visit mn350.org.
You're listening to Native Roots Radio. This is Spirit from Reservation Dogs. Get up and listen.
We love Reservation Dogs. Hey, you're listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Wakunjahati, which means distant thunder.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Howling for Wolves, protecting wolves for future generations.
Oh, that was a good one. And the cat just howled. What the heck? Hey, I want to introduce my awesome and beautiful wife, Wendy. Wendy's been an animal advocate for her whole life.
Pretty much. Yeah. Feels that way.
Yeah, and you're just a groovy lady that's married to one of the coolest people you've ever met in your life.
Mm-hmm.
Bobby P. That's me.
That's right.
That's my other name. Wakunjahati is my real name and Robert Pilot's my taxpayer name, mm-hmm. but Bobby P is my name too for our God kids.
Mm-hmm. My name is Hanaji Hihani. That's my Native American name, and that means cares for them. And my taxpayer name is Wendy Pilot. I'm a humane policy volunteer leader for the Humane Society of the United States. I work on animal issues on the local and state level. And I always like to remind people who are listening that the Humane Society of the United States is the largest animal organization that protects all animals, not just cats and dogs and our furry little friends that we live with, but all animals all over the world. And we don't, we are not affiliated with any shelters, so we don't adopt out cats and dogs. That's not what we do. We do work with shelters across the United States when there are times of disasters like hurricanes and wildfires and things like that. But sometimes it gets confusing because like our Golden Valley Animal Shelter is the Golden Valley Humane Society. So it kind of gets, it's very confusing.
The Humane Society,
you know, the Humane Society of the United States and the Humane Societies, your local Humane Societies. We're not,
that's just being humane, right?
Exactly.
Either way.
Exactly. But, you know, I have an article here and it's from the Humane Society of the United States.
Great.
And it's wins for animals in 2021. So this is all the good work that was done by HSUS. That's their little shorthand for the Humane Society of the United States. But I really want to thank everybody out there who supports animals and who calls their legislators and writes letters and sign petitions, and all that stuff really, really makes a difference. And it really helps animals.
It really does. A mm-hmm. squeaky wheel does get the oil when it comes to these politicians. They mm-hmm. get a little freaked out
yeah.
if you're calling them up.
Yep. If we're calling our politicians and we're really asking them, and they get a lot of calls about the same thing, they do take that to heart and they look at it very carefully. But so the Humane Society of the United States in this article want to thank you for, you know, all your work that you do and all your donations and everything else. But here's some of the things that we've done in 2021. I don't know if I'm going to be able to get through them all. But together, you and we made real progress for animals during another unusual year. You won't stand for fur. So the fur that we're talking about is fur that's used in the industry for clothing. We're talking about animals kept in fur farms where they're on top of each other. They're kept in horrible conditions in wired cages stacked on top of each other, one on top of the other, and then they're brutally killed. And these animals are used for their fur throughout the world. And on, you know, it's just horrible. But we've really done a lot of work with the fur trade. And in 2020, consumers made the connection between the fur trade and the dangerous diseases that pose public health risks, including COVID-19. 2021, we saw a fallout from that realization. But some of the biggest names in fashion, including like Yves Saint Laurent, Oscar de la Renta, even Canadian Goose, Valentino, and more. A lot of them I don't know because I don't buy things that are fashionable. I mean, I'm not fashionable, but I don't buy name brand stuff. But 13 Chinese farms were exposed in an undercover investigation by HSI, which is the Humane Society International. And 71% of Americans oppose killing animals for their fur. So I'm really glad about that. Also, you're demanding progress for farm animals. 9 states now ban cages for egg laying. Talked about that last week or the week before. And 32% of egg-laying hens in the United States are now cage-free, up from 5% a decade ago. We still need a lot of work on that to get these poor little hens out and about and letting them do their normal behaviors as far as like nesting and sunbathing and dust bathing. They need to do all that stuff to have a happy life. But they're working on that. You're defending wild animals. When misguided policies and practices threaten wild animals, we fight back. In 2021, we defeated legislation that would have allowed the hunting of bears in Connecticut, mountain lions in Oklahoma, and wolves in Minnesota. We also saw positive progress. Hawaii passed a bill prohibiting the intentional killing of sharks in state waters, and Maryland passed a ban on cruel wildlife killing contests. Plus, 131 animal care and service agencies throughout the country signed on to our Wild Neighbors Pledge, which encourages these agencies to use humane, non-lethal approaches to resolve conflicts with wildlife. In the years ahead, countless animals will benefit from these policies. Eight states have passed bans on wildlife killing contests. 2,439 animal care and service professionals attended our training and humanely responding to wildlife conflicts this year. So people are really learning how to live with wildlife.
Hey, you know, I just got to jump in. Wendy, we only got a couple minutes left, mm-hmm. and I know you got a couple more things. But Kathleen, who says stuff right. and watches us on Facebook or mm-hmm. YouTube, has a good point there. Do you want to read that real quick?
Rest in peace, Betty White. Don't forget to donate in her name on her birthday, which is January 17th, to your local rescue shelter. Thank you, Kathleen, for posting that. And I see a lot of people posting that on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
And even our local news said that the shelters around town have seen more donations since her passing.
And the one
really rest in peace.
And the one that she was tied to,
right.
it just quadrupled
for
too.
Many, many years.
Yeah. She's from Minnesota. She was born here.
I did not know that. That's amazing. There's
so
lots more here, and I'll probably have to finish this up. But I know a lot of people don't want to hear this, but people eat dog meat in other countries. 18 dog meat farms have been shut down and over 2,600 dogs rescued since our campaign in Korea began in 2015. 3,075 dogs and cats were rescued from a meat trade in China this year with financial support from Humane Society International. And that's like the cousin of HSUS. They all work together for animals. I have another one here, too. You're going to have to put the music on, Robert, because I'm busy. But you're saying no to puppy mills. And I know, you know, people who know us, we've talked about puppy mills for many, many years. But for 9 years running, we've published The Horrible 100, a report that exposes egregious puppy millers throughout the United States. Five states have banned the sale of dogs and puppy mills in retail pet shops, and 403 localities have passed ordinances prohibiting cat and dog sales in pet stores, and I'll finish up the rest tomorrow.
Pinigigi to Ogama, Wendy, and Nancy Bolio. I would like to end with these thoughts. If you're listening to this show, you are part of the resistance. From Chief Plenty Coops, the ground on which we stand on is the sacred ground. It is the blood of our ancestors. We need to resist, divest, join a group, run for office. We're still here. We are the seventh generation.
Free Leonard Peltier. Stop line 3. Please get vaccinated.